2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
During the Democratic presidential primary campaign, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders outlined many policy differences with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Under his call for a political revolution against the power of the 1%, some of the specific differences revolved around student debt, trade policy, and health care. And while Clinton changed her position months ago on trade policy, stating that she now opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement and has moved much closer to Sanders' call for free tuition at public colleges and universities, there has not yet been a meeting of the minds on health care. In debates, Sanders called for a universal single-payer program, also known as Medicare for All, that would cover every American, while Clinton repeated her claim that establishing such a system would put Obamacare in jeopardy. Some of Sanders' earliest and staunchest supporters were members of National Nurses United, the largest union of registered nurses in the U.S., which itself has long called for a Medicare for All type health care plan. Roseanne DeMauro, executive director of National Nurses United, was appointed by Senator Sanders to the Democratic Party Platform Committee to represent his views on health care, but she was rejected by the Democratic National Committee. Subsequently, a plank to include support for Medicare for All was defeated by a 7-6 vote, with Hillary Clinton's representatives on the committee opposing the measure. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Pilar Schiavo, an organizer with National Nurses United. Here she explains why her union supports Medicare for All and the struggle to have the Democratic Party adopt universal health care, not only as a right, but to spell out how the country can achieve that goal.
Medicare for All is a very simple solution. It just means that instead of having to wait until you're 65 to get a Medicare card, that you would get it when you're born. We already have Medicare. It's been around for, it's about to celebrate its 51st birthday. It provides health care to 20% of our population, which uses 80% of our health care and is still, you know, afloat and successful. So if we were to add everybody into that, we know it would be a successful program. And, you know, it's a lot of the cost savings. We can also improve upon it because, you know, Republicans have worked to really try and chip away and are constantly trying to privatize it. We always talk about wanting improved Medicare for All to make sure that it's a comprehensive benefit for everyone. So it's not something that would actually be just for those folks who can't afford health care or be something. It's separate from the ACA. It would be the new health care system, just like the ACA is our current health care system, right? It would be the step forward to finish the job of health care reform, to ensure that actually everybody has access to health care when they need it. Instead of right now, the reality is people have access to health care when they can afford it. So we're talking about health care as a right, and the Democratic Party, you know, and their platform have confirmed that health care should be a right. Then making it a right means that people can access it when they need it and not just when they can afford it.
When the Bernie appointees pushed for Medicare for All to be in the platform, it was voted down 6-7 with all of the Bernie appointees plus Barbara Lee in support of it and all of the Hillary appointees voting against it. And, you know, there was a really good response, I think, from Cornel West that kind of went viral on the internet where he called them out because, you know, after that vote happened, people started talking about, you know, Bernie Sanders has done so much to move the issue forward of health care as a right, and we should reaffirm that. And Cornel West correctly pointed out that this is not just about words saying health care is a right. This is about actions and making real change that actually makes health care as a right a reality. And so to say that you support health care as a right and then vote down Medicare for All that could actually make health care a right is contradictory. And so, you know, that's kind of where the divide is right now within the platform is that, you know, there's some good language that sounds good and sounds like the Democratic Party is supportive of healthcare as a right, but how are they going to get there? This is something that 81% of Democrats support, a Medicare for All like system. There's no reason that Democrat leadership wouldn't be supporting it. And until they do, you know, people are going bankrupt, they're dying, and they're waiting for the Democratic leadership to catch up with them.
Pilar Chiavo, there was a breakthrough last week between the Sanders and Clinton campaigns around the issue of free college education, where Hillary has now said she'd support free public college for families making under $125,000 a year. You haven't heard of any such breakthrough on the issue of Medicare for All?
We know that there are conversations going on around healthcare with the Bernie campaign and Hillary's campaign. And as of now, I don't know that there's been any resolution to that. So it's unfortunate because Secretary Clinton used to be a single-payer supporter. She used to talk about this as the solution for a very long time. And it's until this, you know, primary season that she decided to really kind of turn on the issue, and in a lot of ways, I think, has made it very difficult for herself to come back around and support it because she went on the attack around it. She and folks who support her in the media really spread a lot of misinformation about astronomical costs that are completely false. And so now she's kind of put herself in a corner on this issue where it's easy to explain away the misinformation, but unfortunately, she also was the deliverer, and her surrogates were the deliverer of that misinformation, so she'd have to explain away why she was spreading that misinformation. It's easy to explain, you know, the misinformation around costs and things like that, because every study that's ever been done shows that Medicare for All would save money, it would save lives, it would cover everybody. So the facts are actually can't be disputed, even though they tried to in the primary, but there's actually no study that can back them up. But unfortunately, politics and facts don't always align.
That was Pilar Chiavo, an organizer with the National Nurses United Union. Find more information on the campaign to establish a universal single-payer healthcare system in the U.S. by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.